You're listening to your new Best Friends podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Abby and Mike.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new Best Friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, and as always, with my co-host, Tabby.
Tabby,
Michael? It's money.
What do you mean?
Money.
Yeah.
Lottery. Money. I almost won.
What?
I got, like, one number.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me too the other day.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You don't play.
I actually did.
Mega
I went
millions?
Out. No, I... Oh, is that one up?
I don't know.
I bought the pick four.
Oh.
Because I picked four numbers.
Tell me more.
It was 36, 39, and I played those numbers, and I lost. I played it straight in box, and then I guess out of the box?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, no.
It was like $1.50.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Each one's 50 cents.
Yeah.
So what?
Oh, I think I got ripped off.
No. Straight box, and then not box. Oh, no. I think straight might be 50 cents and box might be a dollar.
Well, then that would explain it.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway.
Yeah.
Why those numbers?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Oh. Secret.
Yeah.
But you told me the numbers.
I can tell you the numbers, but I can't tell you why I picked those numbers.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Because
if it's a mathematic equation, I don't need you getting down to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes.
Do you win anything for your number?
Huh?
Did you win anything for your number?
Oh, no, no.
Oh.
But it's been a while since I've won anything.
Mm-hmm.
Always the Mega Millions. Always Quick Pick.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you won something?
Ooh, wow. It's been many moons.
Mm-hmm.
At least 5 years. But I don't play frequently.
I thought you were going to say
5 moons. No.
It's been at least 5 moons.
No, yeah, I don't play very often. But my question for you is, okay, you get $10 million.
Ooh.
Clear.
Mm-hmm.
After taxes, in your pocket.
Yes.
But you have to use it to improve your community.
Okay.
How would you do it?
Improve my community.
Yes. You have. You can't have any for yourself.
Okay.
Like, how would you go about it?
I guess I'd probably...
Maybe not even community, just your America.
Oh, well, wow.
However you want to tackle it. You want to start a foundation? You want to just give it, like...
Foundation's a good idea so I can get more money to do more things.
Go straight to some vets or something?
No.
Straight out, hand out Domino's pizzas to people? Like, what do you want to do?
No, we got to do something in, like, an area where the housing is shitty.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to renovate some of the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could get some sort of small business loan.
Okay.
10 people in the area could get $1 million business loan from me to build their own businesses.
Okay, so you're trying to like...
Good. I want people to own the property that they live in.
Oh, okay.
I think that's very important. What about you?
Well, mine wasn't as advanced as yours. I think I was just
advanced.
Yours is like smart. I was just trying to like give people like hamburgers and stuff and make sure they had like a tent.
$10 million worth of Domino's pizzas. Just like
yeah. Do you know how many pizzas I can get you? I'm guessing close to 10 million.
They're not $1 a pizza.
Yeah, but if you got together with them, they can like boast that like they're helping the community, they'd probably give you a discount.
They'd probably give you 10 million pizzas. I agree with you. But then what, you it's kinda like the whole Jesus thing. Like you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You teach a man a fish, he eats for a lifetime.
Well, I mean,
he's got fish sticks.
If the fish are biting, I mean,
he's got fish sticks for days. That's all I'm saying to you.
You've never been fishing a day in your life.
I've been like twice.
What'd you catch?
I caught a sunny.
Mm-hmm.
The little ones, and that's about it. I have 2 ponds on my property. Like, the fact that I have not fished, I think it's so...
Don't say barbaric.
But the little hook goes through their mouth. Would you want a hook through your mouth all the time?
Mm-hmm.
For a snack?
Mm-hmm. I punched a fish.
How did it happen?
I caught him. It was my first time catching a fish. I didn't want to take the hook out. So my friend took it out and said, do you want to do anything? And I punched a fish.
Why?
Did you punch a fish?
I've never punched a fish.
Exactly.
That's like saying like I punched a dog. Like, why would you... You don't admit to those things.
No. Dog will get you in trouble. A fish is kind of
a fish will get you in trouble. I can assure you.
I promise you, no one you tell I punched a fish will look at you weird.
Michael, this podcast, you're gonna get backlash. I'm gonna tell you this right now.
From what organization?
That fish,
go ahead.
From
ASPCA?
PETA. Wait till they get a hold of this news.
Mm-hmm. Those clowns out here punching fish. Even, like, what? Even vegans eat fish?
No, they don't. That's pescatarians.
Am I saying it?
Oh, boy. You're like Presbyterian?
Yeah. Isn't that like a religion?
Yes. Presbyterian.
Pinky.
What?
Pescadero.
No. No.
Okay.
I'm not leaving in that you you punched the fish.
No.
No.
What? It's a fish.
It doesn't matter.
It's a fish.
I'm going to be honest with you, Michael. It's not a good look.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
I need to call veto power on this one.
You want to leave in?
Yes.
That you punched a fish.
So ripping it out of the water by its mouth with a hook, tricking it,
that's what I'm saying.
It's fine.
I'm saying
but the second you put hands on a fish, that's the line right there.
You punch a fish. You've done nothing but be a piece of shit in the whole scenario. You catch it, you trick it,
yes.
Put a hook through its face, you take it out of the water, suffocate it, and then punch it.
And then you return him to home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just beat the shit out of a fish for no reason.
Life lessons. That's staying. We hit a fish.
Who's we?
We're a unit.
Nope.
Yes.
You punched a fish. I strongly disagree with it. Don't really even want to keep it.
I don't see how it's bad.
How you don't see that it's
because it's a fish.
So what? It's an ant. It's a living thing.
So,
like walking up and chopping down that tree just because you feel like it.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, that's a shitty thing to do.
If it's my property, I could do whatever
it's
I want.
It's not your property. That fish wasn't your property.
Yeah. Once I caught it, it was mine.
That's not...
Isn't that the law of, like,
no.
Finders keepers? Okay, so when a fish dies in your house and you just flush it down the toilet, is that inhumane?
No, why would it be inhumane? I didn't kill the fish. I didn't take the fish by its tail, flick it in its face over and over, then drop it back in the water and see what happened.
No, I gave him a solid jab.
That's unbelievable.
I don't understand how you don't see the damn humor in it.
I don't. That's like...
Well, if this goes out of the podcast, can it at least be a part of a clip?
Yeah.
They need to know that I punched a fish.
Okay.
I feel like a big man.
I bet.
Okay.
Little man. Little teeny tiny
you're
man.
You're just
baby
jealous.
Boy.
You
I'm not jealous.
You call me baby dick boy?
I said baby boy, but I enjoy
okay.
That you added baby dick boy.
Whew. Would not have been the first.
Won't be the last. okay. Are we done here? You didn't even talk about what you would do with your money.
Yeah, I did. I said I was buying pizza
for
home. Oh,
that's right. The pizzas. Home. Jesus. Oh, God.
Honestly, that's the safest way to make sure people get the money.
Is it? Okay, fair. I'll give you that. Are we ready for the first submission?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, some cop got fired for giving a homeless guy a shit sandwich.
I did hear about that.
And then he got rehired because of a technicality. What? And then he got fired again for, guess what?
Giving not the homeless guy sandwich. A shit sandwich. No.
Yes,
no.
He did.
No.
It took two shit sandwiches to get him off the force for good.
That's horrible.
You laughed, and I punched a fish, and I can't laugh at that?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay.
Thinking of croissant.
What?
Deuced up croissant. And then you just... Hey, man, you're looking real hungry. How fucked up is that?
Right? He, like, wrapped it in tinfoil, I bet, too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, God bless.
So that means that the homeless person went to, like, upper... Above them.
Yeah. Lieutenant, or, like, patrol officer Jenkins gave me a shit sandwich. You're like, okay, crazy. Get out of here.
Yeah, I wonder how you prove it.
You probably just can't.
Like, how do you... You know what I mean?
I guess you just don't eat the whole sandwich and bring it in for DNA testing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, how do you prove he gave it to you?
Who else would take his shit, put it on white bread, and then give it to you?
That's true. Yeah, they can test the shit. That's true.
Yeah.
You'd think you'd use somebody else's shit, like dog shit or something.
Or you just don't give a human a shit sandwich.
Listen, we're beyond that point.
Yeah, yes.
We're at the point of, like, the logic of, like, you lost your job the first time for giving out a shit sandwich. You'd think you'd use different shit.
Mm-hmm.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, you went back to the well. And...
What a scumbag.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hello, YNBF. I was out to lunch when someone in the distance proposed to his partner. She said yes, everyone clapped and cheered. I, on the other hand, burst into tears and couldn't stop bawling for about a half an hour. I'm a 32-year-old man, and I don't even know this happy couple.
Thank you for your submission.
This makes me sad.
Really? This makes me sad. Are you going to be the insensitive person in this one?
Wait. Why does it make you sad?
The guy had, like, a breakdown about somebody getting, like, married and probably gave him a, like, a glance at his life and he was not happy and he cried about it.
Wait, so you think that's why people cry at weddings?
How
about you cry out of happiness? I assumed he was crying out of happiness.
Oh, no. No,
you don't know.
He's crying out of devastation.
It doesn't say that.
I don't... it doesn't say that, but that's instantly what I thought.
Okay. But so, like, when your mother-in-law cries at the wedding, that's not... Is that a devastation?
That's her baby.
Uh-huh.
That's her baby. Some people cry, like, the girl I went to a wedding with, she cried at, like, the father-daughter dance because her dad was dead.
Oh.
So, knowing... Did you just laugh?
I can't.
Wow.
It's out of uncomfortable.
Wow.
It's because I don't know what else to do.
Tea cakes is a douchebag. That's you, by the way.
Your tea cakes.
Okay. Yeah. So, I instantly go to, they were not happy. They don't have anybody. They didn't say, like, I looked across the table at my significant other or anything.
No. They were alone.
Yes,
in a park.
Exactly.
Right.
And then they wept. Damn.
It was they were alone in a park and they wept. That was just funny. I was at a park, actually. This happened maybe only like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I witnessed a proposal in the park.
Did you cry?
No, not even a little bit.
Was it beautiful?
You know what? It was good.
Okay.
So let me give you a quick rundown of it.
Sure.
There was a person wearing a hollowed out old school TV on their head. Like one of the like real old, like, you know, like the big fat backs on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had one of those on their head. And you know, to tell you the truth, I don't know if they were with that party, but
wow.
They were
okay.
Hanging around. They were hanging around the area like they were.
Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't they?
And I mean, yeah. And honestly, the park was really beautiful. It's in Jersey City, so it's sitting on the water. And you can see New York across and everything. So the person had, the guy, had a whole bunch of other people, like a huge crowd, pretty obvious, all holding signs saying, like, will you marry me and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I was there with a couple other people, and we were there, and we saw these people holding the signs and stuff, and we pieced together. We're like, oh, shit, there's going to be a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sure enough, she came gallivanting in from the distance. And as soon as she saw everything, everybody, like, quickly gathered into place and stuff. It was not well coordinated. I can say that much. So then everybody quickly got into their places. Thankfully, everybody knew where to go so they could spell it out correctly. And she immediately burst into tears, you know, hands over the face and cameras everywhere. And even TV guy was recording it. You know what I mean? That was critical. So
I need to know more about him. How you didn't talk to him is beyond me.
He was with the wedding party. What was I supposed to do? Excuse me, Mr. TV man?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a TV on your head?
Great question. Here's all the answers.
What if that's like a, like, no. No, maybe that's his way of coping with being out in the open. I don't fucking know. I don't want to call him out on his shit.
Do you know what that's called?
What?
When you can't go out in public?
No. What's it called?
I think it's agoraphobia or something very close to that. Agoraphobia.
Okay.
Those are the people who don't leave their house at all, ever.
Like a recluse.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think this... Well, then this must have been such an important day that...
They
put a fake hollowed-out TV over their head, and they went to the park. A very, very poppin' park. Okay? A lot of people.
I'm having a very hard time believing this.
Do you?
I feel like you're making up the TV man.
I promise you. I have pictures of the TV man.
No, you don't.
I have pictures of the TV man.
Can we put them on?
Of course I have to.
Can we put them on the gram?
Yeah. I'll put them up. I don't care. Sure.
Okay, perfect.
His face isn't in it. He's dressed like a normal guy, too.
Just slacks, button-down shirt,
not
and TV
even.
On his
head. Like, he had, like, stylish jeans on. They were, like, better than the jeans I was wearing that day. He had, like, a nice shirt on.
Better than the shirt you were wearing that day.
Better than the shirt I was wearing that day. He had nice shoes.
Better.
Better than shoes I was wearing that day.
What were you wearing on your head?
Did I have a hat on? I think I did have a hat on.
Okay. But you killed him in the hat game, though.
No.
He got you?
He had a hat.
Better,
no, I'm just kidding.
Head
he didn't
accessory.
Have a... He had a better head accessory than I had on.
There you go.
So, yeah, that was the first, I think, like, spontaneous proposal that I could say I've witnessed. Have you ever seen any in public?
Good question.
In the wild?
I Honestly, no, I have not. I really have not. And you would have think that somebody would be getting their heart broken.
Oh.
You can see it.
Heartbroken?
I would pay to see one not go well.
Oh. Now, I've tried to search that on YouTube before, and they always look so scripted. Because, I mean, let's be real. You're not going to propose unless you have a very good idea in your head that they're going to say yes.
That's not necessarily true, but I understand where you're coming from.
I mean, you have to at least think they're going to say yes for you to go all out and do that.
Or you just think that they are so out of your league that you need to do some grand gesture to win them over.
Gross.
Yeah.
Disgusting. I think most people wouldn't want a public proposal anyway.
You think so?
I think most. I think they probably say like 7 out of 10 wouldn't want to have a public proposal. Maybe like 3 people would be like, yes, do it in public. Make me the spotlight.
Okay, so that's... Okay, okay.
Does that seem like a fair number? I don't think it's half. I don't think it's half and half.
No. Honestly, you wouldn't want that.
I would. I wouldn't mind it.
Really? You wouldn't mind it?
They just
you're not...
better be so fucking sure that I wanted it. well, that I want to be with them.
See, the key is you just say yes. And then later on,
then
you
later
go,
on.
How dare you put me in that situation? I just saved your ass. Now get out of here. We're done.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like, I got swept up in the moment for a half a second because I didn't want to embarrass you because all your friends were there.
Oh.
But we're going to say, like, you cheated on me and we're done.
Oh.
Yeah. I won't embarrass you then, but yeah.
Wow.
So you just say no? No, thank you?
No, yeah, if I was in the moment and everybody's family and friends were there, I would say yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's almost
and then
a,
later
it's a
on
pressure
you have
situation
a,
at that
that's,
point.
I've said this before, I think it's a very manipulative thing to do. I think that you're putting them on the spot. They have to say yes in that moment or else they're really going to ruin your life. So it's that later dinner that you guys have after the proposal and you're like all giddy and stuff and then she sits you down and she's like, yeah.
Yeah, listen.
About this. You know, we were a one-night fling. You were a rebound that stuck.
Oof.
And your grandma's ring's on my finger. We got to get it off.
Oh, grandma's ring. Okay. that's a tough
that hurts.
One. Yeah. Oh, but, I mean, good for TV guy. Good for the proposal. Shame on you for crying in a park. Alone.
Oh, my.
I guess we switched.
Thank you so much for writing
in. I'm the mean person.
Yeah, you started this. Like, are you going to be the insensitive piece of shit?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for writing in, listener.
Just get your shit together and, like, leave the park. Stop closing this off. I'm not done.
What more? How much more are you going to shit on the listener? I'm trying to save them.
He's down on the ground. He's covering his face. His groin's wide open. I'm kicking.
I'm curb stopping.
Yeah, just don't cry.
How many times are you going to say that? How many times are you going to say that?
How many times are you going to keep cutting me off?
I didn't. You interrupted me.
All right, next story, please.
I'll kill you. All right, here we go. Hey, Tabby. Hey, Mike. I want to complain. My boyfriend of 2 years is getting stingy with sex. I have a very high sex drive, and he doesn't seem to. I used to own sex toys, but about 6 months into our relationship, I threw them out because he told me that they made him jealous. Now, a year and a half later, and I'm horny with no real outlet. I wouldn't need them if we would just be intimate more. What would you two do?
Thank you for your
submission.
This is right up our alley.
Yeah, you're asking the right people.
Yes, because sex toys are, I'll say, awesome.
Okay, what do you own?
Me, no. Me, no.
Mr. Caveman, please bring it back down to earth. Me, no.
No. If I would never use a fleshlight because it feels like unnecessary.
Really?
You're already holding it in the shape of, like, masturbating anyway. So why not just masturbate without the fleshlight?
Because it feels better.
Yeah, but then it's a whole other step in the...
What's...
Like, I don't know. You're not masturbating to feel, like, ultimate, like, pleasure, are you?
I mean, if it's something that you can just use in substitution for your hands, wouldn't it be better?
But if you didn't have to hold it, I'd say 100%.
Technically, you don't if you prop it up somewhere.
So now I'm going to, like, wedge it in between, like, the washer and dryer and then... Is that what you
if
want?
If that's where you like to get off, then yes.
No, thank
and then you,
you
turn on the dryer and the washing machine on its tumble cycle, you know? Anyways.
So anyway, yes. Yeah, I'm all for women having it. I don't feel insecure about it. I'm sorry, your boyfriend.
You told me once you did.
Well, if it's like a fist.
Okay,
sure.
So wait. But if you were having sex with your wife and she wanted to use a vibrator.
No, that's not cool.
Why?
Because that's not cool.
Why?
I can do it. Just give me a shot.
How? How could you possibly do that?
I can. All you're trying to do is stimulate your button. I can stimulate
my
it.
Button.
Mm-hmm.
What a pleasant way to.
PC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be PC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on this show we're PC.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Punch the fish.
So yeah. So.
Why is that not cool? So it's only cool if she's using it when you're not around. It should only be
a substitute,
a favorite substitute.
Yes.
When you're not around.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now I completely disagree.
Mm-hmm.
If that's gonna make her have the best orgasms during sex, why not use it?
First of all, how selfish are you that you need to have the best orgasms?
What if she can't even orgasm at all from you just penetrating her?
Well, I can use my hands. You can do
so
doubles.
You're going to wrap around.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
rub,
first of all,
and
I enjoy that I'm behind her in this situation.
Okay, well, sorry.
Why is that your default?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I actually don't know.
I am very curious that doggy is your default.
Why, have I said that multiple times?
No, but it's just like, wrap around. You instantly went to ass up in this.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
I mean, face down, ass up, that's the way we like to fuck. There's a whole song about it.
Who wrote that song?
DJ No Clue. Have you heard of him?
I feel like this is a lie.
Yes, of course it's a lie.
Yeah, okay, so I'd be stupid for believing
confidence.
That? Yes,
confidence.
Yes, exactly.
Michael. Confidence. Any hoodles.
Yeah.
So let's, either way, so she shouldn't be able to use something else.
Not shouldn't be able to. I feel like that's more
what
or
you're
less.
You're saying it would make you feel a certain type of way.
As soon as you reach for it, I feel like I'm just not doing it. I should just stop at this point.
Really?
You
even
wouldn't?
Though she wants you penetrating, but she also wants something to be stimulating her button,
mm-hmm.
as we're going to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, okay, how about this?
Uh-huh.
You make dinner for somebody, right?
Okay.
You put it on a table.
Right.
They taste it. They go over to the refrigerator and grab every single spice and hot sauce that they can.
Dude.
And cover your food with it. And then eat it. And then go.
I literally had an ex. Oh, my God. And I didn't really see the problem with it. She had cooked dinner, and
yeah.
we were eating dinner, and then I went over to the fridge, and, mm-hmm. and it was good tasting. I just wanted it to be spicy.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the flavor of the food. I just wanted, like, heat in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, she was like, you know, that's really rude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, really? I was like, I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah.
And now that you said it exactly
yes.
in the way that it happened.
I properly spiced it and everything. And then you go, this bland piece of shit. And then throw everything on top of it to make it not taste like what it's supposed to taste like.
Mm-hmm. I owe that person an apology then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Like, that's how that feels to me.
But,
it's like, oh, you're in the ballpark, but I'm going to have to call in some replacements. And then you
wow.
just shove something down there.
I just, it's weird to me that you would take it personal.
Not personal, you just feel
you
like.
You are taking
you
it personal,
you feel
though.
Less than.
Right, you're taking it personal. Rather than saying that the two things together
mm-hmm.
make for, like, this great thing, you take it personal and say, oh, I'm not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But if you weren't enough, then they wouldn't be having sex with you at all.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're just, like, obligated to, like, you're their partner, and
no
your
one.
Sex is just whack, but
then you
they
leave.
Have to, like...
Then you leave.
You don't leave over whack sex.
Yeah, you do.
No.
You could.
What about love?
What about... I feel as though, eventually, you'll fall out of love if you're having whack sex.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so me and you, right?
Mm.
I'm pounding you. And then...
I want to be pounding you.
No.
Come on.
I'm getting tired
just for
of
the...
you offering... I don't want to do it. So I'm doing it, right? And then, like... It starts to get a little slower.
Uh-huh.
So then I turn on porn.
Oh, that's not the same, though.
And then all of a sudden, my stroke is phenomenal.
That's not the same.
Tiger Woods level
that's
stroking.
That's not the same. That's well, not the same.
Please, explain.
Because that... So, in my opinion, right? Because I think men have a poor conception of the way a woman orgasms. Most women don't orgasm from penetration, in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Most women orgasm from button stimulation.
Button stimulation.
Button stimulation, okay?
Button
I would say, in fact, like 8 out of 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
8 out of every 10 they're going to orgasm faster from that than they would from just penetration. Like, mm-hmm. just at all.
But a combination should be a 10.
A combination out of 10. Should be, it almost always is a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Like, we're riding the rails mm-hmm. hard.
Okay.
So I think because I know that,
mm-hmm.
then I understand, like, oh, this is just going to add more fuel to this fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're literally only going to go up from here. And it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with, like, the actual dynamics of a woman just in orgasming.
Okay, but honest question here.
Mm-hmm.
If all of your orgasms are 11s, and, like, doesn't that... I don't know. That feels, like, not selfish, but, like, what am I trying to say? It feels
I don't
like,
know what you're saying.
It feels like if everything is the best it could possibly be, then when it's not, you're going to feel, like, defeated and cheated. You know what I mean?
I think I understand what you're saying. So, okay, so if a woman was just playing with herself
mm-hmm.
while you're penetrating,
mm-hmm.
is that offensive?
That's cool.
But as soon as they bring something in,
yes,
then it becomes an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that thing is doing the exact same thing that their fingers would be doing, but more efficiently.
Yes, more horsepower. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And more just, like, stable, too, because it's not easy to do that.
What?
It's not easy.
It's not easy to rub yourself?
It is not easy to rub yourself while you're
My
being fucked.
My God.
I promise you, I'm telling you. It's not easy.
God.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Actually, sure. It takes... You know what it is it takes you out of the mental headspace you need to be in. And I think, and you and I have had this conversation before, women need to be in a very specific headspace in order to orgasm. And one flick of the wrist the wrong way, and mm-hmm. you can completely take a woman back to zero. She could be at 98,
mm-hmm.
and you change positions, or you change speed or rhythm or whatever, and you mm-hmm. can bring her literally straight back down to a zero. To a point to where the woman will just pretend orgasm, or just tell you, like, all right, let's just... Like, that's when they just start giving you a blowjob or something instead.
Mm.
Because it's so hard to get up to that level, and then to have one little thing ruin it, and you're like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's very defeating. It's not the same.
And I believe you.
It is ridiculous.
But it's not that hard to get you back to 98, though, right?
It is. Because now I'm back at zero. So
yeah,
if it just took you, mm-hmm. like, let's say 7 minutes to get me to 98,
mm-hmm.
one change in rhythm, and now we're back at zero.
But it's not impossible. You can get
no,
yourself
but you're
from
gonna
zero
be halfway
to 98,
done.
Right?
Yeah, but you're going to be halfway done. So you're way ahead of me. So then that means now you're going to orgasm. I'm not going to. You're going to want to be finished. And rather than us finishing at almost the same time, I'm back at zero now. And now maybe by the time you finish, I'm at 35.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm nowhere near where you're going to be. So...
Yeah, but that's when I throw the hands at you.
You would hope. Not all lovers are so generous.
Lovers, ooh.
Lovers.
Yeah, I finish and I put the paws on you. You're done. Your light's out.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, and it sucks. I'm sorry.
Yes, and that's what I mean. So I think men always think that, like, just by penetrating a woman, they're going to orgasm. And it's like, no, so much more has to be involved. It is rare, in my experience, that women orgasm just from penetration. It's very rare. It's like there has to be some sort of combo duet thing going on, or they're just faking it most of the time.
So would you throw out all your toys for a partner?
No way. But you know what? I think lesbians see it different.
Mm-hmm.
We embrace that shit. We're like, yes, bring it into the mix. Let's go. Because it's not anything personal against me. I think men take it personal because they think, like, oh, my dick's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Where
yes,
I'm like,
of course.
Right. Where I'm like, my hands are doing phenomenal. Let's bring that vibrator up in this bitch. Like, yeah, I'll absolutely use, like, the dildo while I'm going down on you. None of these things really affect my ego. It only makes it better. And I think because as two women, we both understand how much goes into, like, a female orgasm, that we're both just like, all right, let's focus. What do we need?
So anything that adds more to what you're doing,
mm-hmm. highly encouraged.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's another person.
Whoa, nice. Plot
mm-hmm.
fucking twist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because then I think human emotion gets involved.
Yeah.
That's
like,
very
different.
You feel
inadequate, right?
And yeah, but that's a whole other ass human. That's not, like, just a fucking plastic dick that doesn't attach to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or a vibrator that's just making a good situation better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do guys have vibrators?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought so. I thought they have, like, vibrating...
I know they have something where you can put it around your dick.
Yeah, like a cock ring.
Yeah, but, like, it also has, like, a vibrator on top.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of, is, like, that. I think.
But I don't think they have anything specifically.
So is a cock ring? Like, is that...
All it does is just trap the blood
in your dick. Yeah, it just traps the blood and gives you a hard-on longer. But, I mean, it's still adding, like, technically, that's not you.
That's solely for you.
Yeah. And it doesn't affect the woman either way. Just like a woman using a vibrator doesn't affect a man at all.
Yeah, but that's not for us. We put that on for you. Like, we don't have anything specifically to please us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think that's true.
Well...
There has to be things
for
men.
Not entering the back.
I don't know.
I'm talking about straight front. Either balls or dick. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything that, like, needs your nuts or something. Okay.
So, if there was an equal equivalent, then would you feel better if both parties were able to use something to enhance the orgasms?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So, that's all it is. It's just a lack of options for men, and then it makes you feel inadequate because a woman has something that could be potentially perceived as better than the dick you're given?
Yes. Potentially perceived or... Definitely perceived.
That is so crazy to me. And yet, we're both banging women, but I don't take it personal at all. I highly encourage it. I've had partners who, that's what they want to use. Mm-hmm. Like, just to make a good situation better.
Okay, so you have a strap.
Mm-hmm.
So you're banging.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl says, wait, stop.
Yeah.
And gives you her strap, which is bigger and better.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, cool.
Yep.
You should have brought this out earlier. Awesome. Mm-hmm. You're not like, shit, I was really fucking it up back then.
No.
And now I'm, really?
Not even a little bit.
Wow, okay.
Unless she said, I need you to change your stroke game right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd be like, oh, my. And even then, I probably wouldn't take it personally. You just have to, like, take it in stride. Ha, stride.
I don't.
You know, stride, like steps, like fucking? Hello?
No.
Okay, anyways.
I went straight to the gum.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair. Either way, yeah, I wouldn't take it personal at all. I've had exes who... They use a vibrator while we would be fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And I highly encourage it.
Does it because it makes your job easier or because you just
made
like...
the orgasm better for them? In every situation of all the women I've been with who want to use it, if they use it, it's not a big deal to me at all. But I've had a few of them tell me that they've, in the past, if they've had sex with men, the men were completely against them using it while they were having sex.
Were you going to say whilst?
Whilst penetrating.
Yes, very, very good grammar about this topic.
Yeah, so, and I don't know, I thought it was weird then when they told me that they had problems with other, like, men having an issue. I was like, I don't understand why.
I mean, I'm not crazy. I know it's just ego-based, but
right,
still.
That's it. Okay, so as long as we can both come to agreement on where it's coming from and that it's not for anything other than the fact that it makes you feel some type of way.
Yes.
Because it really...
Exactly.
The women aren't looking at you like, oh, you're not good enough. Like, it's like, well, no shit, you're not a vibrating dick on my clit. Like, you know what I mean? How are we... That's not how it goes. Like,
yeah, I mean, realistically, your goal is to get her off. And if she can assist in that in any way while you're doing it, it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be as dynamic, and she's going to get to exactly where she needs to go.
And it should make it better for you, because she's going to be super into it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that always makes sex a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, two people are just, like, really into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I fully agree. I think this was a healthy, healthy conversation.
I hope we worked this out for a lot more than just you and me.
I think we did. I think this is one of the ones we actually did some good.
Okay. All right, listener. Well, thank you so much for that submission. Michael, any closing words for them?
Nah, I'm good. Stop crying in the park.
Do you agree that this part, that they should buy... new sex toys for themselves?
Maybe go together and find something that he'd be okay with.
Wow. This is tough.
It's a
because her boyfriend's just not even putting out. Like, he just outright stopped putting out. I don't even know what I would do.
What about
I have
you
a
just
super
like,
high sex drive. Like, there's no way we're staying in a relationship. Like, if we're not banging?
I did too
in the past. Oh, you mean you had a...
No, I had a high sex drive. Now it's been...
Oh.
Squelched? Is that a word?
Squalored.
Yes.
Oh, no, wait, no, you live in squalor.
Oh. Never mind. Wait, me?
No, not you. Not. Are you insulting me? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's just life kind of comes at you, and all of a sudden putting your dick in somebody just takes a back seat to, like, everything.
Well, you got a lot on your plate right now. You got a lot of big life things going on, so I can understand that your sex drive is at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in a relationship where the sex became like non-existent. We got the lesbian deathbed syndrome, and I was miserable. And it wasn't until after I left that relationship that I realized how extremely high my sex drive is.
Well, how high is high, in your opinion? Like, is it crazy? Like, every day?
I could probably go every day.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
And my height, maybe 4 times a week.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but
that's
now...
That's pretty damn good.
I'm good.
But now...
I'm good.
Daddy's retired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
I lay in the bed, I watch a YouTube video, and then the phone hits me in the face because I'm so tired. And then I just roll over.
Mm-hmm. You're bumming me out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But that's life. That's comfort right there.
I don't want to end on this.
It sounds like a happy life. I don't know why you wouldn't end on this.
No, I want to end on banging every day until we can't anymore.
No, we
until we run out of damp
other.
Pussy towels to dry
yes.
each other
yes.
to cool one
cool
another down.
Your jets.
My jets. Well, as far as this listener, we didn't really give advice on what they should do since their boyfriend's not putting out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You said leave him, right?
You I said think there's I insinuated no sex. That.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Don't take me at face value because... Mm. Lack of sex is a big deal for me. But, I mean, if you're Mike, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? You just let your phone slap you in the face while you're watching YouTube mm-hmm. videos and you chalk it up. It sounds like this listener is not happy. And with no
They're
sex toys
happy.
In sight. Mm.
Either try to maybe try to watch porn with them or...
Oh, I think that's worse than having sex
it?
Toys. Yeah.
Okay, well, then how about you just get a sex toy and then just start using it in bed
Secretly?
With them. No, in bed with them.
He made her throw them out.
Yeah, but you got another one.
Oh, my gosh. Just mm-hmm. leave.
Yeah, I think I'm on that.
I think you just need to go.
It's not going to get better.
Oh, bummer.
It's not.
Okay, well, okay. That's our show. We'll end on how poor and terrible that is. Okay, we just want to take a minute and thank everyone who has come over here from Sonnet, all of the podcasters who are still making podcasts, all the protesters, all the frontline people, all the essential workers, all the everybody's everywhere doing everything. We support you, and we will see you next week. We love you. Bye.
Hey, everyone. We want to draw attention to Homeless Solutions, based out of New Jersey. They're providing a hand up, not a handout. They offer shelter, service, and supportive housing to homeless and working poor in New Jersey. We love what they're doing, and to which we just want to draw attention to them.
And if you want to find them on Instagram and give them a follow, maybe a shout out, donations, any information on them, you can find them at HSI_NJ. And if you have that website.
Yep. HomelessSolutions.org.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. We love you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.